Okay, today's daf is Sanhedrin Daf Nun Beis. Today's shir is sponsored by Jeremy and Adina Herskowitz, Lezecha Nishmas, Jeremy's grandfather, Marvin Herskowitz, Moshe Yehuda ben Yosef Zichrona Levracha, the Neshama Shev and Aliyah from the Zichus of our learning. And today's shir is also sponsored once again by Avishai and Elishev and Newman, the Zichus of Rav Shleima, for Chaim Naftali ben Framit Freida, as well as for Sarah Freida Bas Chaya, and both of them should have a Rafua Shleima Besoch Shar Chole Yisrael. We are way behind, and Daf Nun Aleph Amud Beis, we are about 15 lines before the lines even get wide. So the first thing we're going to discuss is the idea of the Bas Kohen Shazinsa, whether the Machlokas Tanayim, whether that only applies to an Arusa, whether it only applies to an Nesua, whether it applies to both. So we're going to explore the basis of Shitas Rabbi Ishmael and why he argues with Rabbi Akiva. Along that discussion, the Gemara is going to mention that the Kedusha of a Kohen Balmum is still intact. Kohen Balmum can't do Avoda, but he still has Kedusha, and also that his daughter is still considered a Bas Kohen. She doesn't She's not given the status of a Bas Yisrael. The Gemara is also going to discuss how we treat the father of a Bas Kohen Shezinsa, meaning how poorly does that reflect on the father in the sense that maybe we shouldn't treat him with the same covet anymore. Then the next Mishnah is going to discuss the process of Misa Sreifa, and the Gemara is going to give two possible sources how we know that Sreifa did not just involve burning the guy's entire body and that it only involved burning the inside of his body, and why it is that we, and the two possible sources are B'nai are from the Adas Korach and the Bnei Aaron, but the Gemara is going to discuss why don't we learn from Paraman Esrafim that Sreifa means to burn the entire body. Now, once we're discussing the Bnei Aaron, the Gemara is going to mention what exactly the sin of Nadav and Avihu was, and then on Amud Beis, the Gemara is going to have two different cases where Rav Lazar and Rabbi Tzadok witnessed with his own eyes that they actually burnt a guy's body, and there were different responses as to why it is that those were exceptions and they allowed that to happen. The Mishnah in the middle of Amud Beis is going to discuss Machlokas, how they did Hereg, and the Gemara is going to explain what that Machlokas might really be about, are the parameters of the Isra of B'chukoseim Lo Selechu, and whether we have to be careful not to kill in the same way that the Goyim killed. The Gemara is going to discuss how we know that a Rotzeach gets Hereg, why not Chenek for a Rotzeach, and then the Mishnah at the bottom of the page, if we get to it, the Mishnah is going to discuss the Mitzvahs HaNechnakin, how exactly they would do Chenek, and the Gemara is going to discuss how we know that Stam Misa in the Torah, whenever the Torah just says Mosi Mas, that in general that means Chenek. So let's begin all the way back, My Rabbi Yishmol. First run line is Halacha, so we are at the third run line, My Rabbi Yishmol. What is the Shita of Rabbi Yishmol that we keep referring to? The Tanya, Ubasish Koin Kisechel Iznos, Binara Vihi Arusa, that when the Torah talks about a Bas Koin Shezinsa, we're talking about Binara Vihi Arusa Kasim Adabr. It's talking about a Nara who has erusin. Atom Rabinara via Rusa, Oinu Allah Filinasua. Maybe it's not only referring to a girl who has erusin, maybe it's referring to a girl who's already fully married. No, Tabulomar Ish Asher in Afas, Ashes Rehu, Mos Yumas Hanoef Vano Afas. We already have a pasuk in the Torah that tells us that when someone commits adultery, that the chayiv misa. So kol hayu bechlal anoif anoafes. Everyone should have been included. An arusa, a nesua. Everyone should have been included in that parsha. But hotzi akos of bas Yisrael beskila. But yet we have a separate pasuk that tells us that a nara hamurasa is chayiv skila, and ubas kohen besreifa, and that a bas kohen shezinsa is chayiv sreifa. So what is the what type of Bas Yisrael is Chayiv Skila? What type of Bas Kohen is Chayiv Sreifa? Shouldn't it just be the normal case of Meis Yumas HaNoef HaNoafes? So we darshan, Mak, Shotzi HaKasav is Bas Yisrael Skila Arus of Lanasua. Just like the Torah is explicit that when we give a Bas Yisrael Skila, it's because she's a Nara HaMeurasa. She has Erusin. It's Dafka Narusa. So we learn from there, Afka Shotzi HaKasav Bas Kohen L'Sreifa Arus of Lanasua. So too, when we give a Bas Kohen Sreifa, when you have a Bas Kohen Shezinsa, it's Dafka, a Bas Kohen who's an Arusa, and not an Nesua. Zomeo Boel Bechlal, Vasisim Lokasha Zomam, and her Zomamin and her Boel are included in Vasisim Lokasha Zomam. So says Mar, what does that mean? Boela, my Kasha Zomam Iko, her husband, the Boel rather, the guy who slept with her, gets Kasha Zomam, he's not an aide, what are we even talking about? Ela Zomeo Bechlal Misas Boela, Mishum Shanam Vasisim Lokasha Zomam La achos l'achiv v'lo l'achoso, div Rabbi Shmuel. No, what it means to say is that when there are Edom Zomim against her that are found to be Edom Zomim, they don't get the Misa they were trying to give her, which is Sreifa by Bas Kohen, rather they get the Misa that they were trying to give him, which is Chenek, because it's a Stam Misa, Mosi Masa Noef Anoefes. How do I know that? Because it says, Asiz Melkash Zom L'achos l'achiv, and we dash l'achiv v'lo l'achoso. That if they were trying to give two Misos, one to a man, one to a woman, we give them the Misa that they were trying to give to the man. Rabbi Akiva Omer Achas Arusav Yachas Nesu Yatsas Sreifa. Rabbi Akiva says, now the din of a Bas Kohen Shezinsa getting Sreifa is not only by an Arusa, it's by an Asua as well. Yachla Filu Pnuya, you might think it has nothing to do with her even being married at all. Maybe even a Bas Kohen who's a single girl whose Mizana gets Sreifa. So that's why Nemar Kan Aviyah, it says by a Bas Kohen the word Aviyah, V'Nemar La'alan, and it says by Narum Rasa, Aviyah. So Malahalon, Znusim Zika Sabal, just like by an Aram Rasa, it's clear that the issue is that there's Zika Sabal, that she's married to someone. Afkan Znusim Zika Sabal, so too, by the Bas Kohen, it's Dafka, if she's married to someone, that she's going to get Sreifa. But if she's totally a Pnuya, if she's completely single, there's not going to be Sreifa. But Rabbi Akiva holds, it doesn't matter how far along the marriage she is. It could be in Arusa, it could be in the Sua. Either way, she's going to get Sreifa. Some of the Rabbi Shmuel, Imalala Naravi Arusa, Afkan Naravi Arusa. So Rabbi Shmuel says, I don't understand. If you're going to learn from Nara Marasa, how can you only learn from Nara Marasa that she has to be married and not learn from Nara Marasa that it has to be Erusin Dafka? Nara Marasa is only by Erusin. So if you're going to use Nara Marasa as your source material for a Bas Kohen, so it should Dafka be Arusa. How can you say that it applies to Nesua as well? Amle Rabbi Kiva, Yishmo Alachi, Bas Ubas Anidorish. He says, what do you want me to tell you? There's an extra Vav in the Pasuk, so it must be including someone else in the Sreifa. It says Ubas, so therefore I have to include a Nesua in the Sreifa as well, and not just an Arusa. From the Lashon of Yishmo Alachi, now the Behuda points out in Madura Tinyan, Ebenezer Simkup Memches, that you can ask on the Kesem Mishnah. Kesem Mishnah says that Rabbi Shmuel was the Rebbe of Rabbi Akiva, so it's hard to imagine that he was the Rebbe of Rabbi Akiva, and he refers to him as Yishmael Achi. That's not the respectful way to refer to a Rabbi. The Rambam in his Akdamah Tiyar Chazaka sounds like Rabbi Akiva was the Rabbi of Rabbi Yishmael. That was the other way around. Rabbi Akiva and Yosef was Kibbel Mirab Lazar Agadol, for Rabbi Yishmael and Rabbi Meir Kibbel Mirab Akiva. The Rambam goes through the chain of Mesorah, and he says that Rabbi Yishmael was Makabel from Rabbi Akiva. So then it's a respectful thing that a Rabbi was calling a Talmud Achi. That's a way of showing him a great deal of covered if it was a Talmud and not a Rebbe. In the Tosra Rabbeinu Yehuda HaChassid in Maseches Brachos, he writes that there are two Rabbi Shmuels, and they were both Kohanim. One of them was from the Asar Ruge Malchus, and he was Godol Merabbi Akiva, and the second one was not killed, and he was Chavero Shal Rabbi Akiva. It's on the second one that we say that someone who sees Rabbi Shmuel ben Elisha, Yitzapa L'Chachma, but the Gemara in Brachos says, if you see in a dream Rabbi Shmuel ben Elisha, you should be Mitzapa L'Chachma. If you see Rabbi Akiva in a dream, Yidug min Apranus, because Rabbi Akiva was Neharag. So all the Achronim asked the Kasha. And if you see Rabbi Shmuel ben Elisha, you shouldn't be Dug min Apranus. He was also one of the Arugei Malchus. No, what you have to say is that there are two Rabbi Shmuel ben Elishas. If you see the second Rabbi Shmuel ben Elisha, Yitzap el Chachma, but you don't have to be Yidug min Apranus. You see the first Rabbi Shmuel ben Elisha in a Chinami, that's just like seeing Rabbi Akiva, and Yitaka do have to be Dug min Apranus. So anyway, back in the conversation in our Gemara, the first white line in the Nun Alphan base, Amalei v'chim ibnei shahata dorish basu bas, notzizu l'sreifa. What, because you have the extra vav, so you're going to take a nesua and give her a sreifa? Im mashmal avias a nesua, avias a pnuya. Look, if you think that there's a riboy that needs to be darshined, and that there are more people that are chayiv sreifa than simply an arusa, so then include a single girl as well. It should be not only an arusa, but a nesua, and not only a nesua, but a pnuya. V'im mashmal ahotzi es a pnuya, and if for some reason you want to learn from Nara Murasa instead, and you want to say that it has to be similar to Nara Murasa, and therefore it can't be a single girl, well, Nara Murasa is not a Nesua either. It shouldn't be a Nesua. So, man of Shuch, either you're going to learn from Nara Murasa and include only an Arusa, or you're going to learn from the extra vav in ubas, and you're going to include everybody, a nesua, a pnuya. But where do you come to include a nesua in sreifa, but not a pnuya? Rabbi Kiva, ahani gzer shavel, muti pnuya, ahani basa bas, rabbi says a nesua. He says, because we have two competing drashos over here. We have one riboy and one miut. From narum rasa, we have to be ma'it somebody. From ubas, we have to be marbe someone. So I'm marbe the nesua, and I'm ma'it the pnuya. Rabbi Shmuel, savor mitkamalei bas, ubas, shmamna hadr be migzer shava. Rabbi Shmuel says, no, from the fact that Rabbi Shmuel thought that when Rabbi Kiva said bas ubas, he was backtracking on the gzer shava, and he was saying that we shouldn't learn anything from the gzer shava. So the fact that, but what does Rabbi Shmuel tackle learn from bas ubas? I mean, Rabbi Shmuel learns straight from Nara Amurasa. He says that just like where bas yisol beskila is dafka narusa, so too a bas kohen l'sreifa is dafka an arusa and not a nesua. So Rabbi Shmuel, hi bas ubas my darish bay. What is he darshan from bas ubas? So by the way, the fact that Rabbi Akiva darshans the extra vav fits very nicely with what the Gemara in Sota Daf Mem Tes, Mishnah Sota Daf Mem Tes says that Mishameis Rabbi Akiva batul kavadat Torah. When Rabbi Akiva died, so the kavadat Torah is batul. So Rashi writes, because Rabbi Akiva would darshan kol kotz v'kotz shall kol os v'os. Not a single letter escaped his attention. Not a single kotz of a letter escaped his attention. He darshaned everything. And v'cheno yidorish tevos yiseros v'osios yiseros kigon bas ubas anidoresh. Like he said, this is the example of where we see that Rabbi Akiva, every letter meant something, and he came up with a drasha for every letter. That's the ultimate kavanah Torah, to show that Torah has value in every single detail. So what does Rabbi Shmuel do with the value of every single detail? What does he do with the bas ubas? That we find that there's a difference between a kohen who's a balmum, who's not allowed to do the avoda, and a kohen who's not a balmum, who's allowed to do the avoda. So I might think we should distinguish between the daughter of a balmum and the daughter of a regular kohen, and that the whole idea of a bas kohen shezinsa is only if the father's not a balmum. So tamal amar bas ubas. That's why I have the extra vav of ubas to tell me that even the daughter of a Kohen Balmum, whose Mizana is also going to be Chayiv Sreifa. Rabbi Kiva Mivahem Akrivim Vayakodesh Nafka. Rabbi Kiva derives that same halacha that the daughter of a Balmum also gets Sreifa from Vehem Akrivim Vayakodesh. Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Shmuel would say, Ime Ahu, Havmin Hanimili in Hu. I would say, no, that just teaches me that the Kohen himself, who's a Balmum, still has Kedusha, but that his daughter is not necessarily treated as a Bas Kohen. So kamashulan, that's why I need to be told ubas to tell me that the daughter is also treated as a bas kohen. Rabbi Shmuel, hi esavia hi mechalelas my darshi bay. What does Rabbi Shmuel darshin from the pasuk of esavia hi mechalelas? So says Gemara mi bay leilichet tanya. He uses esavia, meaning he learned from a mematzinu. He didn't require a gzeira shava. So if you don't have a gzeira shava and you just have a straight mematzinu, so what are you going to learn from esavia hi mechalelas? The word avia appears by Narum Rasa, the word avia appears by the Bas Kohen Shezinsa, so mi bai leilich detanya. So he derived it from the following braisa, Yerameir Omer, ma tamal omer es avia hi mechalelas. What does the pasuk teach us when it says es avia mechalelas? It teaches the following, shim hayu noagin bo kodesh, noagin bo chol. Kavod noagin bo bizayon. If you used to treat this coin with kedusha, now treat him like chol. If you used to treat him with kavod, now you treat him with bizayon. Omrin orish shazu yolar, orish shazu gidel, orish shiyotzu michalotzav. We say cursed is the one who raised such a child. Amar Ravashi keman karin rishia bar filu rishia bar tzadika keman kiatana. Whose shita do we follow when we say that you're allowed to call a person a rasha ben rasha, even if they're a rasha ben tzadik? So it's like this Tana that blames the parents for the way the child turned out, that it's the parents' fault for the way the child turned out. Now, when we say that if you were knowing about Kedusha, you're now knowing about Chol, so the Pasha reading, you would imagine, is just that don't treat him with such respect. It's not, don't show him the same covet. But the Mordechai says, no, this is Halacha. The Mordechai writes, B'Shem Rashi, that it means, Liftoch Barishon, Levarich Rishon, that normally a Kohen gets the Kohen Aliyah, he gets the first Aliyah, he leads the benching, but once his daughter has become a Bas Kohen Shezinsa, he loses that right, says the Mordechai. And therefore, says the Mordechai, by extension, a Kohen who has a daughter that was not Mizana, but was Himira Dasa, that converted out of our religion and dropped our religion, also such a kohen ein leftoach rishon ulevarich rishon, that you shouldn't. You shouldn't give that kohen any of the kibudim that you would normally give a kohen. The Ramah quotes the Mordechai La'alacha that Yesh Omrim, that someone who has a bas she'emir la'avodas k'chavim o shezinsa, that you're no longer mechuyev to be mekadishim to give him the first aliyah ki aviyah he mechalalas. So the Acharonim discuss, maybe that's only by Zanos, maybe it's not true by Avodah Zarah. If it were true by Avodah Zarah or someone who dropped the religion, then it should have nothing to do with the daughter. A son should be the same, right? If a person, it shouldn't make a difference whether it's their daughter or their son. If it's Znus, so then it's more about the father protecting the daughter from Znus. But if it's just about the Chomer Ha'avera and how bad of an Avera the child did, then it shouldn't make a difference if it's the father, if it's the son or the daughter. Now it happens to be La'alacha, the Mishnah Berurah writes that Bizman Azeh, our minig is not that way. Our minig is not to pass the Kohen because of the Znus or the Hamaras Das of the son. And the Kerem Shlomo writes in the name Chuvus Ma'araf that Chalila Lanu Laharos Levayish Barab and Misha Muchsa B'Kohen Kasher Kol Yamav, that Chalila for us to take a Kohen who's Muchsa B'Kuna Kol Yamav and to be Mevayish and Barabim over what his children have done, over the fact that his son or daughter have not lived up to the proper standards that we would have hoped that they would live up to. But at least on the books you have such a halacha from the Mordechai, and the whole discussion is, does it apply only to Znus or does it apply to anything that's Znus or worse, that's an Avera like Znus or worse? Okay, Zum Mitzvahs HaNiskalin. So the Mishnah had concluded by saying that is the Mitzvahs HaNiskalin. So my Tana Diktani Zum Mitzvahs HaNiskalin. What are we saying Zum Mitzvahs HaNiskalin in this Mishnah? We didn't describe just now in this Mishnah the exact process of Skila. So Mishum Detana Nigmar Adir, meaning all we described in this Mishnah is the order of severity. So why do we finish off with Zum Mitzvahs HaNiskalin? So Mishum Detana Nigmar Adir Motzino Salasakla based on Skila. Zumit Saniskalin is a way of showing that we've already discussed all of the details of Skila. We would now like to move on to discuss the details of the other Misos Beis Din. So the way of finishing off that conversation is by the phrase Zumit Saniskalin. So what are those details? So says the next Mishnah, Mitzvah Sanisrafin. Here's how you would do Srefa. You put him knee deep in manure. Vinosin Sudar Kashal the Tocha. You would take a very coarse rope and wrap it in a softer rope, v'korech al tzavaro, and you'd wrap it around his neck. Zem Moshe Chatzlo, v'zem Moshe Chatzlo. You have two people pulling on either end, ad shepaseach haspiv, just hard enough that the guy is forced to open his mouth. Once his mouth is open, umadlikas apsila, you light the psila, v'zorka l'toch piv, and you pour it down his mouth, v'yoredis l'toch meyav, v'chomeres espenei meyav, and it goes down into his intestines, and it boils his intestines, and that's how he dies. Rabbi Yudomer Afhu Meis Biyadam Loi Mekayim Mitzvah Sreifa. Rabbi Yudah says that is a very risky way to try to do Sreifa, because if he dies from the choking, you didn't fulfill the mitzvah of Sreifa. So it's very risky to take a rope and start yanking in two directions, hoping that you're going to kill him through the Sreifa and not through the choking. Elo Paseach Piv Batseves Shalo B'Tavaso. Rather, we pry his mouth open, even against his will, even as he's fighting it, we pry his mouth open with some sort of implement, and then we pour the burning stuff into his mouth, and once again it goes into his intestines and it boils everything. He says, you know, I once saw that there was a baskoin shezinsa, and I saw what they did to her. It had nothing to do with this. They did what you would imagine strefa means. They wrapped her in flammable material and they lit her on fire. They burnt her mamish. So Amlam Nesha Shalohaya Bezin Shalosasha Abaki. You must have seen a Bezin that had no idea what they were doing, because a Bezin that's a Baki knows that the tradition is that that is not the way we do the mitzvah of Srefa. Says Gemara, my Psila, what is this Psila that we're throwing down the person's throat? What exactly is a psila? So Amar Rav Masna, psila shel ever, it is melted lead that we're pouring down his throat. So minalan, how do I know that this is the way that Sreifa is done, and it's not by the way Rav Lazar Rav Tzadik saw it being done, by just burning the person with flammable material and just lighting them on fire? So how do I know that it's done by burning the insides of the person? Asya Sreifa Sreifa Me Adas Korach, because we learn learn from the Sreifa that it says by Adas Korach. Malalan, Sreifa is a Neshama of Guf Kayam. Just like by Adas Korach, it's a Sreifa of only the Neshama, but the body remains intact. Safkan, Sreifa is a Neshama of Guf Kayam. So too, by the Mises Basin of Sreifa, the body remains intact. Rabbi Lozer Amar Asya Sreifa Sreifa Mi Bnei Aaron. He says, no, we don't learn from Adas Korach, we learn from the death of the Bnei Aaron. Malalan Sreifas Neshama V'Guf Kayim Afkan Sreifas Neshama V'Guf Kayim. That just like by the Bnei Aaron, it was the inside that was burnt, but the outside of the body remains intact, so too by the mitzvah Sreifa and Beis Din, the outside of the body remains intact. Mandi Yalof Me'Adas Korach. Okay, so let's say you want to learn from Adas Korach. How do you know that that's what happened with Adas Korach? Meaning, where do you see that Adas Korach was a Sreifas Neshama V'Guf Kayim? Does it say that anywhere? So, Dechsiv, V'esmachtos Achtam Eilu B'Nafshosam Shenishmasan Nisrafes V'Guf Kayim. It says B'Nafshosam, so we dash from there that it's only the Neshama that was Nisraf, but the Guf remained intact. The Idach, the Shita that learns from the Bnei Aaron, will say, Hahi Sreifa Mamishi. No, by the Adas Korach, it was Mamish, a burning of the whole body. Umay Binafshosam, why does he use the term Binafshosam? Not to tell me that the body remained intact, but rather, Shinashai Vesreifa Al Iske Nafshosam. It's to describe what the Avera was that led them to be burnt. Not the way that it physically happened, the way that the burning happened, but what the Avera was that for which they were chayiv to be burnt. It's al iskei nafshosam. What does that mean, al iskei nafshosam? It was their love of gashmius, as the Gemara explains, kidrei shlakish. Damrei shlakish, maiduch siv, b'chanfi la'agi ma'og charak alai shenemo, b'shvil chanufa she'chnifu l'korach al iskei legima, charak alayen sar shal gehenem shenav. That because they flattered Korach and they told him what he wanted to hear, because he promised them all of these delicious foods and these wonderful things, so they were willing to flatter him and make him believe that he was deserving of a position of leadership. So as a result of that, the Sar Shel Gehenim prepared himself for them. That's what it means, that Al Iskei Neshama, not the Al Iskei Nefesh, not that it was the Neshama, but it was Al Iskei Nefesh in the sense that they were interested in eating better food, and that's what caused them, their connected, their unhealthy relationship with Gashmius is what ultimately caused their downfall. Okay, so the other option is to learn from Bnei Aaron. But where do you see that Bnei Aaron were not physically burnt, that only the inside of their body was burnt and that their outside of the body remained intact? Because it says Ve'yamusu l'fnei Hashem. Ve'yamusu sounds like, you know, someone who dies of a heart attack, someone who just drops dead. But it doesn't sound like someone who's burnt. So Ve'yamusu l'fnei Hashem sounds like Ke'ein Misa, that their bodies looked like they went through a natural death. They went through like any other death. The opinion that learns from Bnei Korach will say, no, by the Bnei Aaron, they were mamish burnt entirely. In what sense was it similar to a regular Misa? That it started on the inside of their body. But in a chinami, it continued on the outside of their body, and by the time the Sreifa was done, their bodies did not look at all like a person who died of natural causes. That there were two strands of fire that came out of the Kodesh HaKadoshim and split into four. And two went into this one's nostrils, into Nadav's nostrils, two went into Aviv's nostrils, v'sarfum, and it burnt them. V'aksiv atochel osam. But doesn't it say that the fire burnt them? And don't we darsh? So doesn't that imply that it didn't burn? That it burnt their osam v'lo bigdayim. So we darsh that no, osam means osam v'lo bigdayim, that it burnt their bodies entirely, just it didn't burn their begadim. Somehow it was a miracle that their begadim remained intact, even though their bodies were entirely burnt. Tosfos raises the question, it says Beferish in the Torah that Shenasum Bekutontam. So why would you need to learn from Osam that their begadim were intact? The Torah itself says Beferish that their begadim were still intact afterwards. That's how they carried them out, because their begadim were intact. So Tosfos suggests that if not for the diuk of Osam, we would have said that when the Torah says Shenasum Bekutontam, we're not sure if the Torah means the Ketones Hanosum or the Ketones Hanisaim. Who's Ketones? The ones who are doing the carrying, or the ones who were being carried? From the diuk, we see that the Torah is telling us that it was the nisa'im, that it was the ones who were being carried, that their clothing remained intact. And the Tosfos Chachmei Anglia said doesn't like that answer because the Torah says Bnei Aaron Ta'asa Kutanos. So it sounds like Dafka Big De Kohanim are called Kutanos, and that's Tosfos Rush says from Torah's Kohanim. But Kutanos Shal Mesim of Kutanos Shal Nosim Tamalomer of Bnei Aaron Ta'asa Kutanos that we learned from there already. So I don't need the pasuk of Velo Big Deyam to teach me that. Okay, says Gemara. So good. We have two shitos of how we know that they did that. The outside of a person's body is not burnt when they're chayiv sreifa, only the inside of the body. But frankly, Gemara, isn't there another source from which you can learn that the outside of the body should be burnt? V'nelef mi paramanis rafim. Why don't we learn from the burning of the paramanis rafim, where it's burnt entirely, the outside of the animal's body, of the bull's body, is also burnt. Malal on sreifa mamish, afkan sreifa mamish. So just like over there it's mamish or burning, over here also, when the chayiv sreifa basin should also be mamish or burning. No, mistavra me adam avalei lemelef. It makes more sense to learn from the Adas Korach or the Bnei Aaron, from the burning of a human being, because there are four things that a someone who's Chayiv Misa has in common with the Bnei Aaron / Adas Korach. And they are Shekein Adam, it's all about human beings. Chote, it's someone who sinned and is being punished for a sin. Neshama, this burning is actually taking the life. The person was alive before the burning. The burning is killing them. And Pigul, none of them are subject to Pigul because they're not classic carbonos. Adrab, it says, I would say that the one who's Chayiv Misa and Bezin has more in common with the Paraman Esrafim. Why? Shekein Machshir and Ledoros. Because this is doing a mitzvah Hashem that you're supposed to, Bezin has a responsibility to carry out Misa's Bezin, and by the Paraman Esrafim as well, it's doing a mitzvah Hashem, and it's Halacha Ledoros, as opposed to these two one-time events in history of the Bnei Aaron and the Adas Korach. These were anomalous events. These are not things that are Ledoros, nor is it a Machshir. It's not a mitzvah that any Jew did. Baruch Hu did these things himself. So says Gemara, it's true, it has those things in common with the Paraman Esrafim, but Hanach Nefishin. But it has more in common. We mentioned four things that it has in common with the Adas Korach and the Bnei Aaron, only two things that a Chayiv Misa Sreifa has in common with the Paraman Esrafim, and therefore we go with that which it has more in common with. Mandi Yalav Me'Adas Korach, my time Elo Yalav Me'Bnei Aaron. Now, if you're going to derive from the Adas Korach, why Taka don't learn from the Bnei Aaron? That Sreifa is only with the Neshama, but the Guf is Kayim. Says Gemara, who's Sreifa Mamish Havai? No, they learned that the Bnei Aaron was Mamish Sreifa. V'nelef Mina, okay, good. So you learned that it's Mamish Sreifa, that their bodies were burnt. So learn from the Bnei Aaron that when you do Sreifa and Basin, that the body should be burnt. Meaning, the one who derives from Bnei Korach says, I can't learn from Bnei Aaron, because by Bnei Aaron the bodies were burnt. By Adas Korach, the bodies were not burnt. So you're stuck. You have two sources. In one of them, the bodies were burnt, and the other ones, they weren't. Who told you to learn from Adas Korach, though, and to say that Chiyuvei Sreifa, we don't burn their bodies? Maybe you should learn from Bnei Aaron and say that, yes, we burn their bodies. So Amram Nachman, Amram Rav Ravua, Amar Kra, V'yahavta L'Reacha Kamocha, Bar Lo Misa Yafa. It says, V'yahavta L'Reacha Kamocha, so we see from there that you have to choose a Misa Yafa. You have to choose a Misa that's a more dignified Misa, and certainly not having the body burnt would be a more dignified Misa. So when we're not sure which is the proper source to learn from, that is the deciding factor. Bar Lo Misa Yafa is the deciding factor. Now, once I derive from Rav Nachman that you're supposed to choose a Misa Yafa, why do I need a Gzeir Shava to learn from the Adas Korach? I should know anyway that it has to be a Misa Yafa to only burn the inside of the body. If not for the fact that we have the Adas Korach as an example, I would have thought burning the inside is not called Srefa. That Srefa means that you have to burn the entire body. Lav Srefa Hi Klal, that it's not a Srefa at all. What would I then derive from V'Avta L'Reacha Kamocha? That Lafish Lechavil Zmurz Kechid L'Lisra Flagel, that you just have to add a lot more flammable material and make sure that the burning happens quickly. So Kamash Milan, therefore it has to tell me that no, that V'Avta L'Reacha Kamocha tells me that I could choose a lesser kind of Sreifa, because the Adas Korach is also called a Sreifa. As we pointed out before, V'Avta L'Reacha Kamocha comes up in Halacha in two very different contexts. It comes up by Chiyuv Misas Beis Din V'Avta L'Reacha Kamocha, and the Gemara in Kedushin learns from V'Avta L'Reacha Kamocha that one has to see their wife before they get married. So I always thought that the message is is that if those are the two examples in Shas where we have the after the Recha Kamocha, that's indicative of everyone in between. Meaning the person you're supposed to love the most, you have the after the Recha Kamocha, and the one who's closest to you, and the person you are distancing the most, the one you are killing in Beis Din, you have the after the Recha Kamocha. So it stands to reason that everybody in between. It doesn't work exactly because there are other places in Shas where we do learn halachs from the after the Recha Kamocha in the Dardim. We have that a person should not be Madir Hana Mechavero because it's a violation of the Ahavta L'Reach HaKamocha, but the message is still the same, that a person is supposed to love every Jew. Once we're on the topic of the Bnei Aaron, we mentioned what exactly the Bnei Aaron died for. So they were walking on the road, and Moshe and Aaron were in front of them, and V'kol Yisrael Achrein, and all the Jewish people were behind Nadav and Aviyu. Amalo Nadav L'Aviyu, so Nadav says to Aviyu, Emus HaYimusu Shnei Zekeinu Alol V'Aniva Ata Nanik HaSadar. When is it going to be that these two people will finally die, and me and you will be able to lead the generation? Amalim HaKadosh Baruch Hu Hanira Mi Kover Esmi. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, you know, you think you have it all figured out, that you're the next generation and you're going to be the future of the leadership. Let's see who buries me, who buries who. Amar Rav Papa Hainu Damri Inshi Nefishi Gamli Sabi Detini Mashki Dehugni. That you have a lot of old camels that are carrying on their backs bags that are made out of the skin of young camels that had died, meaning that they outlived the younger camels. The Moshe and Aaron are going to outlive Nadav and Aviyu. It's also interesting, is it was Nadav who said this to Aviyu. What did Aviyu do? Aviyu just he had the misfortune of walking next to Nadav when Nadav said this. So Pashtus is that he didn't make a macha. He should have said, what do you mean? That's no way to talk about Moshe and Aaron. So Rashi explains that this is the reason that they died, because they were mevakesh srara and rabbanus. Tosfos Maseches Yuma Daf Nun Gimel says that there are lots of other reasons why they died. There are at least 10 or 11 or 12 other reasons that are mentioned in Chazal what Nadav and Aviyu did. Rav Loza says they died because they were hora alacha b'fnei rabbim. In the Taurus Kardim and Shemini it says because they were brought in Eish Zara al Mizbeach, which sounds like from the Pasuk that way. Vayikar Rabba it says that shenichnasu l'fnei v'lefnim, or that they brought a carbon that they were not nistave in, or that they were not misyayitz with Moshe and Aaron first. Many, many other explanations, but the Aru Gemara leaves it at one and only gives this one explanation of what they did wrong. Amar Rabbi Elazar, lama tamu chacham doma l'fnei ama aretz. Well, how does an ama aretz see a tamu chacham? In what way does an ama aretz view a tamu chacham? So at first, b'tchila doma l'kiton shel zav. At first, when the ama aretz only sees the tamu chacham in the spiritual as someone of an elevated spiritual status, he views him as like a golden kli, as someone who's very special. Siper emenu. Once he starts talking divrei chol with the Talmud Chacham, and he sees that the Talmud Chacham is talking about all the same nonsense that he's talking about, so then he thinks he's a kiton shel kesef. He doesn't think of him in the same way anymore. Nehne mimenu. Once he sees the Talmud Chacham enjoys all of the money that he throws at him, and he's getting hana from the amaretz, so then domel kiton shel cheres. Then he doesn't view the Talmud Chacham with any respect. He views him as a piece of pottery that he would use in his house. So he uses the Talmud Chacham when it's for his convenience as well. So that's the downward spiral of the relationship as the Talmud Chacham is Yored Mikdushaso. Kimut Shenishbar Shuv Ein Lo Takana. Meaning, in what sense, like a cheres, and once he breaks, that's it. There's no way to fix it. So that once that respect is gone, it's gone. Imrusa Bastali, there was a woman by the name of Imrusa Bastali, who was a Bas Kohen Shazin Sa'avai, who was a Bas Kohen that was Mezana. Akfar Rav Chama Bar Tuvia Chavili Zimuros V'Sarfa. Rav Chama Bar Tuvia burnt her at the stake. He wrapped her in flammable material and burnt her. So says Maram Rav Yosef Ta Betarti. He made two mistakes by doing such a thing. Number one, Ta B'Rav Masna. First mistake he made is, that's not how we do Shreifa. We burn the inside of the body, not the outside of the body. And also, Ta B'Tanya V'Asal Kana Malvim El Shavit Ashiya V'Yam Mehem B'Zman Sheish Koin Yish Mishpat B'Zman Sheim Koin Ein Mishpat. That only when there's Avod in the Beis HaMikdash do we have do we have mishpat? Do we have chiyuv misa and bezin? If there's ain kohen, there's ain mishpat. So what was he doing by carrying out such a misas bezin when there was no Sanhedrin in the lishchas hagazis? So that was his second major mistake. Our Mishnah recorded that Rav Elazar Rabbi Tzadik says, "Are you sure that the misa of sreifa is only by the burning of the inside? I saw once a bas kohen shezinsa, and they burnt her entire body." So they told him, "Nah, that bezin didn't know what what they were doing. So it says in Rav Yosef, Bezin Shal Tzedukim Hava. There was a Bezin of Tzedukim. So ask the Gemara, Hachi Amalu, Vachi Ahadrulei, is that really how the conversation went? Vatani, we have a Brisa that records this conversation between Rav Lazar Rav Tzedek and the Chachamim very differently. The Brisa tells us, Amar Rav Lazar Rav Tzedek Zachornik Shisi Tinok, Umor Chaval Ksefo Shalaba. Much more detail that he says, it's not something I saw yesterday. I was a young child, I was a kid, and I was riding on my father's shoulders. Can you imagine the traumatic experience of seeing something like that as a child? And I saw that they took a Basko and Shazinsa and they burnt her. Amr lo, so they said, that's not a raya lahalacha because you were a kid, you don't know what you saw, and therefore we can't bring a raya from that at all. But bottom line, you see that it's a different story than the one that's mentioned in our Mishnah. So why does our Mishnah say that it's as if he just saw it the other day and the response was not katani isa, but the response was that Beis Din didn't know what they were doing? So which is the true story? Says Mar Shnei Maisim Havu. Both are true stories. So here Maluhu Bereisha. Which raya did Rav Lazar Rebbe Tzaddik bring first? The raya from when he was a child or the raya from when he was an adult? If it's the raya from the Mishnah that he brought first, that from the case of when he was an adult, so then he should have realized not to even bring up the case of what he saw when he was a child. Because if they didn't even listen to his story that he saw when he was an adult, obviously they're not going to be interested in his story of what he saw when he was a child. It must be that first he tried to bring a raya from what happened when he was a child. And they said, don't bring a raya from that. You were a child. You didn't know what you saw. So then instead he told the story of when he was already an adult and he saw a similar thing happen, and they told him, nah, that was a different problem. That was the Beis Din didn't know what they were doing. How did they do Hereg? They chop his head off with a sword. So the same way the Malchus would do it, they cut at the front of the neck. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Nivul Hulo. That is a big nivel to the body. They put his head on the chopping block and they chop from the back of the neck. That doesn't seem very pleasant either. That also seems like a terrible nivel to the body. So Tanya, Rabbi Yehuda's taina to the Chum was, I understand that what I'm suggesting is also misum and nuvelas. But the Torah says that you can't follow the chukos hagoyim, and if that's the way the malchus kills, we're not allowed to kill that way. The rabbanim say no, it's only a problem if we're copying them. We have it in the Torah that you're supposed to kill with the saif, so it's not copying them; it's doing our own thing. Because if you don't say that, if you think anything the goyim do, even if it's something we have in the Torah, we're not allowed to do. Had the tanya sarfin al malachim lo midarkei amori hechi sarfinan vaksiv chukseim lo selechu. How would we be allowed to burn stuff that belonged to a king so that other people shouldn't be nana from the items of a king? Aye, the goyim do that. Isn't it a violation of chukseim lo selechu? Elkim dechsiv sreif baraisa dechsiv masreifas avasecha lav minayu kagamrinan. No, since it has that inyan already in the Torah, so it's not a violation of B'chukasayim Lo Selechu when we follow the Indian as it's recorded in the Torah, even if the Goyim happened to have picked up on it as well. So here also, since it says Saif in the Torah, we're not learning from the Goyim. It's something that we're learning from the Torah. The Goyim happen to do it as well. The exact Gedarim of B'chukasayim Lo Selechu are subject to a major debate. This is the famous comment that the Ma'arik has and the Ran has, that anything that has no reason for it, that we have no logical explanation for it, is going to be a violation of Chukasayim Lo Selechu, because we have to assume that it comes from Pritzus or from Avodah Zarah if we can't explain why they're doing something. The Bir Agra, however, says based on our Gemara that even if we can explain why they're doing something, it has to be something that we had first, meaning had it not been for that, we would say anything that the Goyim do is us. I mean, the Bir Agra disagrees with Ma'arik. He says even if it's Davar Sheyesh Bo Tam, it has a logical explanation, but we never would have done it had it not been for the fact that they do it. Even that's a violation of Chukasayim Lo Selechu, because here you have Sreifa Al Malachim is Davar Sheyesh Bo Tam. It's logical. Covet to the king, no one should use his stuff. But if not for the fact that it was in the Torah first, we would not be allowed to do it. It's logical. Why not? Because anything that we wouldn't have done, if not for that, we learned from them. Even if it's logical, it would be a violation of Chuk Seibel Saleichu, a much stricter definition that the Gra has. Vadanan Bidach Pirkin, Eluin and Aragon, Arutech, Vanshe Erin Dachas, Bishlam Erin Dachas, Ksibul Lufi Charev. I understand Erin Dachas is Chayev Harag, it says Lufi Charev. El Rotech, Minol, and Hello, I know Rotech is Chayev Harag, Titania, Nakom, Yona came. Nikimazu, and Yodea Mauk, Shomer, Veves, Elechem, Charev, Nokemas, Nakom Bris, Haviomer, Nikimazu Saif. It says Nakom, Yona came by someone who kills an Eved, and we know that from other psukim that Nikima means Saif. Ve'ema debaris le'mivris, maybe it means you stab him, lefi cherev, because if it says the pi cherev, that means the length of the knife. Ve'ema david le'gistra, maybe it means you chop the body in half. How do you know it means you cut that off? Amram nachan amram rabavu, amram krav, you have to l'rech k'moch, habar lo misa yafa. You have to pick a misa yafa. Chopping the body in half is not a misa yafa. Ashkan dekatal avda, bar chorin minala. No, but we only see from there if you kill an eved. How do I know if you kill a ben chorin, you're chayev hereg? V'lav kal v'chomeru, katal avda b'sayif bar chorin b'chenek. It's kal v'chomer. It doesn't make sense that if you kill a ben chorin, you're going to get a lesser misa. Well, hanichal man yamar chenek kal, man yamar chenek chomer, mayikal meimar. That's only if you hold chenek is a lesser misa. What if chenek is a greater misa? Maybe you should be chayev chenek for killing a regular person. So nafkalemi detanya v'atativar adam anaki mikirbecha hukshu kol shov chedamim le'egla rufa. There's a hakish between all murder and egla rufa. Mala alan b'sayif minatzavar, afkan b'sayif minatzavar. I imala alan b'kofitz umimol oref. So you should do it with a cleaver and on the back of the neck like egla rufa. Afkan b'kofitz umimol oref. Some rav nachman, rav nachman ravu amakrav v'yaftal rechamocha bar lo misa yafa. So you don't do it with a cleaver on the back of the neck because that's not a misa yafa. But tomorrow we'll pick up at the Mishnah.